Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are taking a look at a question that God asked Moses in Numbers chapter 11. Verse 23 says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Is the Lord's power limited?'" That rhetorical question asked by God of his servant Moses would most likely be answered by most Christians as, "Of course God's power's not limited. God is all-powerful. He can do anything." And yet, we continuously and consistently see the power of God limited in people's lives. Is it because of a lack of power, a power shortage, so to speak, on God's part? Absolutely not. You could answer the question, "Is the Lord's power limited?" with the answer, "It all depends." It depends upon whether we have limited God in some area of our life. If you'll recall, the definition of the word limit or limited means to confine or restrict within a boundary, or to restrain, or it means an impediment. Truly, there's no limit to the Lord's power for intervening in your circumstance, regardless of how monstrous and impossible it may appear to your eyes. But sometimes, truly often, we limit, we restrict God, we confine Him within our self-imposed boundaries, and by doing so, we cut off the power supply God fully intended for each one of our lives. In Ephesians 1, 19 and 20, one translation reads, "How tremendous is the power available to us who believe in God." There is tremendous power available, and God's power is not limited unless we limit Him. This week, we've taken a look at different ways that we limit God's power in our own lives. We talked about how complaining cuts off the power, how we limit God when we think God can only accomplish in our lives whatever we can accomplish in our own strength. Today, I want to talk about how we limit God's power when we focus on how big our problem is rather than how big our God is. A school teacher of a class of mentally handicapped teenagers was very devoted to his students. Though all of his students were severely handicapped or impaired in terms of the way the world would look at them by every standard of educational measurement or psychological measurement would classify them, this teacher was determined to keep his students' eyes off of their problem, off of their limitations. So he began to teach these students things that most people would say would be impossible for them to achieve. One thing that he did was he taught them how to play chess, a game of strategy, which every school psychologist would have said was far above their level of understanding. He also taught them how to restore furniture, and they did it beautifully. And he taught them how to repair electrical appliances. He made sure that his students did not focus on their problems, on their lack of ability, on their own limitations as the world saw them. One day, one of this teacher's young students proved just how well he had learned the important lesson of not focusing on his problem, but believing he could see possibilities instead of impossibilities. He appeared at class with a broken toaster to repair. He carried the toaster tucked under one arm and a loaf of bread under the other. That young student fully expected that he was going to be able to repair that appliance and then put it to work making toast for his classmates that very day. He had ceased to look at his own problems, his own lack, his own inabilities, and had begun to believe that he could do things that others said was simply impossible for someone of his mental status. Is God's power limited? Only if we limit him. And one way that we limit God's power flowing to our lives is when we focus on how big our problem is, rather than how big our God is. In Numbers 11, starting at verse 18, we read this fascinating discourse between God and Moses. God told Moses, "Say to the people, 'Consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, and you shall eat meat. For you have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, Oh, that someone would give us meat to eat, for we were well off in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you meat, and you shall eat. You shall eat not 1 day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days, but a whole month, until it comes out of your nostrils and becomes loathsome to you. Because you have rejected the Lord who is among you and have wept before him, saying, Why did we ever leave Egypt? But Moses said, The people among whom I am are 600,000 on foot. Yet you have said, I will give them meat so that they may eat for a whole month. Should flocks and herds be slaughtered for them to be sufficient for them? The Lord said to Moses, Is the Lord's power limited? Now you shall see whether my word will come true for you or not. Here, God was promising Moses, Okay, the people have been complaining they don't have any meat. I'll give you meat. In fact, I won't just give it to you once. I'll give it to you every single day for a month until they're sick of it. Sometimes God answers prayers that we pester him about, even when God knows it's not the best thing for us. We see that example when the people of Israel begged God for a king. Even though it was not God's perfect will for them to have a king, God finally relented, the scripture says, and gave them a king, and the results with King Saul were disastrous. Here, God says, all right, I'll give you meat until you're sick of it. God knew what was best for them, and the manna he had provided was good provision for that temporary period between when the promise was made in Egypt and the promised land would be obtained. But Moses, after hearing this promise that meat was coming, felt absolutely compelled to tell God just how big his problem was. 600,000 people to feed. Moses could not possibly figure out how God could supply a barbecue for that many people out in the wilderness. Moses was stumbled by how big the logistical problem he was facing was, rather than remembering how big his God was, all the miracles that they had already experienced. Moses had limited God by the size of his problem. Focusing on your problem and describing it and thinking about it and talking about how big it is, rather than how big God is, how great his promises are to you, can absolutely stop the flow of God's power to you and your situation. Is God's power limited? Only if we limit him. During an especially difficult season in the work of the China Inland Mission, missionary Hudson Taylor wrote to his wife these compelling words, "We have 25 cents and all the promises of God." Hudson Taylor was well aware of the enormity of his current problem, a total lack of finances, but he was even more aware of how great his God was. He said, we have 25 cents and all the promises of God. Is God's power limited? Truthfully, God's power is unlimited. God's ways of getting your problem resolved are unlimited. God is not limited to the two or three ways you could imagine God could deliver you. Moses could only think of two ways that maybe they could have enough meat, slaughtering all their cattle or having the biggest fish fry ever held on the earth. And then he said that would probably not be sufficient anyway. So the two ways he could imagine weren't even enough. The ways you can imagine God could deliver your legal situation, your financial situation, your family crisis, your work difficulty, whatever mountain you're facing, the ways you could imagine it could be resolved are nothing in comparison with the unlimited ways God could intervene and deliver you. But it's critical. Don't cut off God's power supply to your situation by focusing on how big the problem is. Confess to the Lord you've been limiting him by looking at the problem instead of looking at God's power. And then prepare yourself to receive some unlimited and amazing way God will intervene for you like he did for Moses and the Israelites when they were facing a wilderness situation. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you.
There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around.
Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.